We're in Simen Shin Nun Hey. We're up to Siv Dalet. We'll be finishing the Simen. Mayim she'ein amukim yutfachim. Ein lehem dimayim lahater lishbok b'em mechitza tluya. Mechitza tluya does not work. It only works in mayim amukim. Chazal only gave this halacha of a mechitza tluya, that even though it doesn't hit the riverbed, it's all right. And the fact that it's three tfachim above the riverbed doesn't passel. That's only water that is 10 tfachim deep. Ramah Hagava Kolshkim Yavshu Amayim Alfa Bishahayu Sham Amukim Asara. Even though when the water was there, it was 10 tfachim deep, but now there's no water anymore. Nalachas, it doesn't work. Lamaisa, the Mishtabura brings that Rov Poskim are Makel in the first case, which is that it's not Amuk Yud if the Rabbim don't walk there. The Chazal gave it all the coolest of Mayim. Sifhei. Hayushteg zustra zolamalamizo. Meshucha zu mikeneged zu ma'at. The ainer achok mikeneged the dalet fachim. That means that you have two apartments, one on top of the other, and each one has a little pipe sticking out of it, and or some kind of bar sticking out of it. And from there, you used to let down a bucket into the water. This is made so that these two people of the two apartments should be able to draw water from the water that's underneath. Now, if these two gzustras, these two protrusions, are, even though height-wise they're as far away from one another as they want to be, but as far as how far off they are from one another horizontally, they're within four tfachim. So the halacha is, even if one is more than 10 amas above the other one. So the halachi is also leliona mechitza b'shutvis mishal shneyan. V'lo oslo l'tachtona klal shneyan asuriz ba ad sheyarvu. The halachi is if the two got together and they made a mechitza on one gezustra to be matir drawing water, it means that the two of them wanted to use this reshus. It becomes a reshus shel rabim, and we said that you need an erev chatzeris together. Otherwise, you couldn't use it. V'kolshkinim osu shteyem l'tachtona sheshteyem asuriz ad sheyarvu. Certainly, if they did this to the bottom one, where it's clear that it's easier to use, and the two wanted to use that one. Avol. Kol achas mem shetasa levado b'shalo ena acheres oseres alea afilo osa acheres b'shalo. If one of them just went and covered their own, then the other one can use it as well. That's not called a reshus meshutif. V'chein im osu b'shteim b'shutif b'shal shneim ena achas oseres al chavata. Now, some say that if it's meant for it to go through the nekev of the top one, uses a hole in the bottom one, and you don't have a 10 amas between them, the halachi is and you don't have if you don't have 10 tfachim between them, that one will answer the other one. Meaning, normally what we would say is that since they're four tfachim away from one another, it's inconvenient for one to get water for the other one because he'll have to throw his bucket. So there Chazal said that these two zizin are separate, they belong to two separate apartments, one will not require the other one to have an erev chatzeris. If each one of them is using his own ziz and he built a mechitza around it, then also there's no problem. We say that they're not osra on one another. But if a ziz was built up to a mechitza, one of them, and not the other one, whether it's the top or the bottom, there we say that they want to share. It becomes a chotzer shashnayim, and a meila, that would be mechayev eruv v'chatzeres.